this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we're doing question answer, and we're taking a look here at the chat room. Okay. Dr. Daniels, this is an off-topic question. If a 17-year-old girl is dealing with constipation, enema did not help her to move, what to do? Okay, this girl is 17. So Vitality Capsules is a possibility. You can go to vitalitycapsules.com. Some 17-year-olds like taking capsules, so that would work for her. Even though she's severely constipated, do not rush the Vitality Capsules. Start with one the first day with food. Take two the second day with food. And continue, only increasing by one capsule a day. Some people will say, oh, I've got this really bad constipation. Let me just take a bunch. No, because sometimes you'll take too many and get really bad diarrhea. Don't do that. So that's one option. Another option is stewed prunes. Get some organic prunes, chop them up, one cup, add it with one quart of water and some cinnamon sticks and a juice from one lemon, simmer it for 30 minutes, and have her eat the whole thing. Definitely a day to stay home. And then have her drink plenty of water. Okay. Dr. Daniels, you have one of the best shows in all of the internet radio. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. Let's get some more questions here. All right. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I'm broadcasting from Panama. And I have to scroll down to find my questions. Dr. Daniels, if a doctor asks you a personal question, would you just ask them a personal question about their spouse or child, like maybe ask them if their spouse practices good dental hygiene? No, I would not do that. I would absolutely not do that because, again, you should realize you're talking to a government agent. This is a person who basically, with whatever they report in your medical record, is basically reporting you to the government. And so this person could then decide they want to say that you're mentally unbalanced and just really just fill up your chart with all kinds of amazing things that can cause you problems down the road. So it's really, really important to understand that anything your doctor chooses to put in the medical records can become public and most likely will if you're involved in any kind of litigation at all. Many lawyers will immediately request a copy of medical records in order to assassinate your character or whatever it is that lawyers do in court. So you need to understand anything your doctor writes in the medical record is likely to become public and likely to be used against you. If not by its publication or by those who get their hands on it, then by the doctor himself when he prescribes a deadly drug. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what do you think would be the effect of everyone having a gun as long as everyone who has a gun is treated the same? That's an interesting question. Everyone who has a gun will not be treated the same because there are people who have certain special permissions and authorizations, such as security companies, for example, so that when they shoot somebody and somebody dies, it's pretty much an accepted okay thing. So another way of looking at this is what would happen if gun ownership was higher, like say in Switzerland. In Switzerland, the gun ownership rate is about 45.7 per 100 people. So that is a lot. In Switzerland, you don't need a permit for hunting weapons. And they do have background checks. and criminals and immigrants can have their guns taken away or ownership denied. So nearly every man is conscripted in the militia in their 20s and trained to use a militia-grade weapon. When they get out, they can buy their gun, but they are converted to non-assault weapons. And half of the guns are militia-issued in Switzerland. So gun violence is very low compared to places like the United States. And they say it's due to Swiss gun culture. The guns are viewed as a way to hunt and to defend their country from invasion, rather than a way to defend themselves from fellow Swiss or the Swiss government. However, again, this gun culture thing, you know, in the United States, we have a, government educational system, and the culture, if that's what you want to call it, can be changed in a blink, literally in 2 years, and it is. And this is why we have different generations. We have the millennials, the Generation Xers, the baby boomers. And the reason we have these different generations, and each one actually is more or less a culture unto itself, is because our culture is literally flipped every so many years via the government education system. And so if all it takes to reduce gun violence is to change the culture and have people see guns as a way to hunt and get their own food and defend their country from invasion, then that's a simple act that does not require legislation. From what I've seen watching the younger people and talking to them, it doesn't take much to convince them of anything, especially if you put it in an educational context. So the solution to gun violence is not reduced gun ownership. The solution to gun violence is gun culture. So I'm personally not opposed to increased gun ownership. It's been my experience that other people owning guns has worked always to my benefit. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think doctors reporting on your private and personal business is worse than using a store loyalty card where you are tracked by where you shop and what you purchase. What do you think? I think so, too, and this is why I don't go to doctor's offices and I don't have loyalty cards of any kind. Dr. Daniels, this argument about guns and health issues is a false argument or debate because these events which they cite are false flags. What do you think? Well, I think that there's another premise. The one premise is that these shootings actually occurred. Whether they did or did not occur, to say that you're going to protect children and keep them from being killed by having these gun laws is simply not true, because the number of children dying each year is less than 200. So if that is really what you're after, protecting the children, then you need to ban all backyard pools, which every year kill over 1,000 children. So this is, if you have to look at levels of premises. Whenever you're looking at a logical argument, if this, then that, then that, then that, then that, and you have this whole sequence of implausible events, if any one of the events can be proven to be false or not the case, then the whole argument falls down. The problem with the false flag issue is you have to go through each false flag individually, one by one, and establish in the mind of the listener that Newtown was a false flag, that Columbine was a false flag, and so on. Each one was a false flag. That can be a pretty tough sell. But if you take a look at the other premise, which is we're protecting children, say, okay, fine. How many children are dying? Answer, 200 a year. 200 people age 14 and under. That's a pretty small number. More kids than that are being killed by the medical industrial complex. More kids than that are getting autism every year. So one cannot base this whole gun argument on that one premise. So that one premise is false. And that's one that's easily proven to be false just by looking up the numbers. And so we don't need to go to the extent of the other falsehoods. Okay. We have a call from the telephone lines. Fred in Michigan. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Oh, they're in Panama.
Yes.
Someday you'll have to give us your account of your adventures in hunting wild game with your favorite auto-loading rifle and caliber. See, AR has been demonized as assault rifle, when in reality it just means auto-loading rifle. You don't have to rack the action every time you want to fire a round. Leave it to the interminably reprehensible gun control activists. When I hear gun control, that means hitting the bullseye when you fire your favorite modern functional artwork. There is an honorable Hebrew American, Trevor Aronson. Someone mentioned false flags. That's why I bring this book up. And there's three others I'm going to mention quickly. Trevor Aronson authored a book entitled The Terror Factory. The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terror. The title says a lot. And then there's Jonathan Kluck, a criminologist professor at Florida State U, who authored the book Point Blank. Point Blank, Jonathan Kluck. Oh, wait, that's Gary Kluck. I'm sorry, Gary Kluck. Gary. And then John Hott from, I think, University of Virginia, author of More Guns, Less Crime. And this summer, back in 66, there was an active shooter at the University of Texas Bell Tower, who was taken out by civilians with handguns. And then, of course, there's the infamous Luby's Cafeteria that came after that. And, of course, no one there was armed, so a shooter did kill several people at Luby's Cafeteria. And what we never hear, Dr. Lady J, is the thousands of times every year, and there was a Marine Corps veteran, Mark Scott, here in Michigan, who regularly would reveal government data on the fact that thousands of people every day save their lives and other people's lives by simply presenting their weapon. And, by the way, there's a, I call her the grandmama of the Second Amendment, Bernadine Smith, Second Amendment Committee, secondamendmentcommittee.com. She might make a really great interview for you sometime. She's out in California. Marvelous, marvelous lady. I'd be proud to call her my grandma. I think people need to join a local shooting sports club. Get all your friends to join. And maybe even advance to getting a club dedicated to like the Olympic shooting sports, which happen every summer, and Winter Olympics. There are shooting sports events, which I think need to be expanded and promoted in a big way. And I agree with you. And all these authors were immeasurably safer because, you know, when seconds count, our America's finest in blue with guns to protect us, et cetera, they're minutes away.
Correct.
Minutes away. And one year, right here across the street, this is two or three years ago, there was a series of gunshots. I think I counted 12 or 14. And so it was 10 o'clock at night on a Friday. I called my neighbor. They weren't responding. I called 911, let it ring 40, 50 times. They never answered. So I went out with my canine cheetah and my high-powered spotlight for 45 minutes. Naturally, I didn't find anything. Came back, and abracadabra, there's this interesting number on my cell phone. So I called it back, and let's see, it had just rung 5 minutes before I came back. So it was like 45, 50 minutes after I called 911. They called me back.
Oh.
I wanted to know why I called.
Oh, 911 has a policy. They may not answer calls, but they have to call back all hang-ups because hang-up phone calls are disproportionately associated with homicides.
Oh.
Right, so if you call 911, they answer and you chit-chat with them back and forth. They'll aggravate the heck out of you. They'll talk to you for 10 minutes. And you're like, look, I got this person here who's, you know, this horrible thing is happening, and they're just chatting with you on the phone. But they always, if you hang up on them, they have to send someone out there.
Well, what I told the lady is all these gunshots, and then I'm in an area where it's kind of common, but not this close. And so I just told her, look, I'm in the habit of responding to gunshots. That's my second nature, and so I'm not waiting around for law enforcement to show up, 20, 30, 40, 60 minutes later. They're the cleanup
exactly.
crew anyway.
I think people need to understand the implications of being dependent on law enforcement. And people need to realize that certainly once you become an adult, you really are totally responsible for your personal safety. There's no Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, or Popeye out there waiting to save you. You are it, and you need a strategy, whatever the strategy may be. Maybe it'll involve a gun, maybe it won't. But certainly with the medical industrial complex being responsible for 40% of all deaths in the United States, one big part of your safety strategy is avoiding the medical industrial complex.
Yeah, and I'm going to endeavor to get action started to ban these pharmaceuticidal medicide prescription chemicals, because I happen to know, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're never tested in combination, just like the vaccinations. And
correct.
I witnessed, well, I didn't witness this, but a kidney dialysis tech girl told me that upon my mother and aunt's return to dialysis after being away for a month, that 16 or 18 of their patients had died because of the series of four vaccinations that were administered.
Right.
And she wasn't supposed to tell me. She whispered, told me that.
No, there are documented cases on the internet where assisted living homes, they vaccinated everybody and 10% of the people died of the vaccination. So there are documented cases, all over the place. It's anyone who wants to know can know. So it's I think getting them banned is not really practical because so many people do like them. But I think just simply getting it situated so those who don't want to take them don't have to, I think that would be, that's fair enough.
Indeed. Indeed, and someone needs to read the toxicity data sheet.
A lot of people, they'll read those sheets and they still take them, and I think that's their choice, and I think they should have a right to do that. Same time, people who don't want to do that should have that right. So I think that's the better way to go. I think there's more than enough laws on the books. We just need to take a few off the books.
And by the way, how many people die from automobile encounters every year? I think it's 40,000, maybe.
Yeah, 40 to 45,000, more or less. It fluctuates. Actually, it fluctuates pretty widely. I think the low point was 35,000 one year.
Okay, and then the CDC keep track of bee sting-induced mortality and a lightning strike mortality?
Yes, they do. Yep, they do. You can Google that, because I have on occasion checked.
Okay. Yeah, marvelous broadcast. I keep telling people every week about your broadcast, and now that I'm regaining my mobility, I'm going to have a lot of fun promoting your broadcast and several others on RBN. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Okay, thanks a lot for calling in, Fred.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And we have Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat. All right, so Pat is not with us. So let's see. Oh, Pat is here. Okay. Hi, Pat.
I went out of my... Hi. This is a caller for a question from the last caller. Said, you know everything. I'm telling you, you are amazing. But I went out in my backyard. It was about 100 bees, anywhere from an inch and a half long to just barely visible. I said, look at all the drones. But I got stung by a bumblebee one time, and my arms swelled up. I was too dumb to do anything about it. And I just did things that, new things I'd never thought of that I couldn't use my arm. It was really pretty good. But now I would not go in my backyard. And I told my son, look on the internet and see what you can do about these things. He said, well, there's a gun you can shoot. Pellets at them. What do you say about getting rid of bumblebees? They finally went away, but I wouldn't go out in my yard for months too.
All right, so the question is, you got all these bumblebees in your yard. Do you want to get rid of the bumblebees, or are you trying to just not treat the stings after bumblebees? Okay.
Yeah, because...
All right. So these bumblebees, usually, there's some kind of house. There's some kind of house or habitat or living space for them. It might be that they're not really bumblebees. Maybe they're wasps, and maybe they have a nest.
Oh, they were huge. I mean, an inch and a half long. They just stand there and hover. Actually, they will dive on you.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is there's a... Oh, sounds like maybe they're the African bees. But they have a home, is what I'm getting at. You need to find out where they're...
Oh, I knew, but I was going to let them have it.
No, they have a house, these bees. They have a hive. And you've got to get rid of the hive.
Well, I wasn't going to take them home because, I tell you, my arm really swelled up. And
Don't go there while they're swarming. So they're not there 24/7. So let's say you walk out in the backyard, all's clear. That's the time for you to try and sort out or get the kids to sort out where the hive is. And depending on the type of hive, if it's a paper hive, usually you can set it on fire. You can also, they should pour gasoline on it and set it on fire. But the key is to destroy their hive.
Okay, yeah, I know. anyway. Right. I wanted to tell you that's really good that you brought up about these questions that they ask you at the doctor now, because it was such a shock to me when they did it to my husband and me. His VA asked all these personal questions like that, even though they have a good answer phone. They say, if you feel like harming yourself, please call this, if you go to the whole answer phone thing. They ask him all those questions. I can't remember a new doctor why they had a chest and a new form. In my case, it's an annual physical by the healthcare, and they started going into all these personal, like you said, adult children questions. I got angry, and I just wrote across the whole thing. No, you're talking to the biggest pro-life person you'll probably ever meet. Do you feel like harming yourself? All this kind of questions. And I never thought about it being related to guns. And then I just thought, I'm not going to give them a chance to, if they want to send somebody out to kill me. I'm sure you thought about that before. But I'm not going to give them a chance to think that I was stupid enough to answer all those questions. And I know it just happened here recently in Texas. They said this... policeman killed himself after this police violence. Everybody got leery somewhere here. And they said, well, it's probably because he had so many bills. Oh, my gosh. Somebody needs to investigate this thing. Just don't let this thing go. I can understand that they need to, you know how their patients are feeling, but these things come from above. You know, they came from above.
Exactly.
My doctor.
Very much. Very, very far above. In fact, the people who make up these forms the doctors are handing you, those people are not even located in the very city or even state where you're sitting. That's how far above it comes from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, people need to be aware that they don't get angry and say something like that. Young girl said, can I ask you a question? Because, you know, you really would like to, you know, he's talking about the back in the day, there was a big boycott, I mean, not boycott, but the doctors went on strike in California.
Exactly.
And there's like 5,000, well, how many thousand few deaths did they have? In the first
Much
time,
fewer deaths. Whenever the doctors go on strike, the death rate goes down. My brother called me the other day. They had this big doctor convention for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days in New Jersey, and no one had any medical access to care, and boom, the death rate went down. I mean, it's just that stark. It happens within hours. And that's how deadly medical care is.
Is there a website for those kind of statistics? You saw one. But,
you can go to the AHRQ website.
I don't know what that is.
Let me see
okay.
if I have that. AHRQ.
AHRQ. Okay, because, back in the early 90s, when they started on the, you know, gun thing, I used to tell people everywhere about that Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law that you had to have a firearm in your house. You know,
wait, I'm sorry. It's AHRQ. It's a patient safety organization program. This is sponsored by the United States government, and all they talk about is medical harm. All they talk about, whole branch of the medical of the government. All they do is document medical harm, count it. They pretend to put forth solutions, but they document it very well. They document that in states that have higher rates of health insurance, there's actually higher rates of bankruptcy from medical bills. And so they document all of this stuff. And I get a lot of my material from this website, AHRQ. It's actually a division of the government.
Okay, all right. But a story about guns, Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law that you had to have a gun in your house. Well, you know, nice, good, law-abiding citizens, they probably bought one just so they couldn't be accused of being violating the law. Well, the criminal break-ins dropped 70% overnight. So, you know, there's something to all that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Pat.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have Ray in Oregon.
Hey, Doc. Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. First of all, thank you for everything. Second of all, thank you for your patience. Wow. You should be up for sainthood if I believed in that kind of thing. But I had a couple questions for you. Well, first of all, a comment. I read a few months ago that on those gun statistics, now I don't know where you got yours, you might have said, but on those gun statistics, if they do not specifically say that these are non-police related items, then they are including those gun deaths, the police shooting of people are included in those gun deaths. Have you ever heard anything like that?
The police in the United States are responsible for so many murders that they have actually put in a separate line called police action for homicides due to police intervention. So I follow the government statistical abstract causes of death in the United States, and they list the top, they always list the top 10 causes of death, but you can get it all the way down to where they list any cause of death that kills 1,000 Americans or more per year. They break it out. So with the police, that number has gotten so large that I think about 3 years ago, they actually gave it a separate line called police action.
Wow. Okay. Well, on an unrelated topic, I was wondering what you thought and knew of the blood type diets.
Okay, so blood type diet's been around for quite a few years. I became familiar with it back in the 90s. And if you'll recall, the blood type diet also has blood type supplements that go with it for each blood type. And so when I read the book and looked at the supplements, what I deduced was it was a coordinated attempt to sell supplements. That's the best I could figure.
There's been several other books that first one I kind of thought was a little bit incomplete. There's been several other studies that have come out related to that on the same general principles, but they have changed on that.
They dropped
the supplements. They've changed from what the beginning, what the original author was.
So what I found is that people's constitution is more related to their personal and lifestyle habits. So if someone's a heavy meat eater, then they're going to have a very thick kind of kapha type body type, if you use the Ayurvedic vata, pitta, and kapha. And so a person's body type can actually change when they change their diet. And you can just take a look, for example, at Bill Clinton's pictures now and his photographs, say, 20 or 30 years ago.
Interesting.
And the same with the boxer, Mike Tyson. His body type is drastically different. Why? He's followed a drastically different diet now. And you can see it.
He stopped eating meat?
Yep.
Huh. Who knew? Maybe he needed to.
Possibly. You should also check out his last few interviews. I mean, he's just Mr. Peacenik, docile, you know, amazing.
Is amazing. Huh. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Daniels.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, Mike in Tennessee.
Good evening. I was doing a little bit of analysis, Matt. I recently read an article that there was a top 10 cause of deaths in America that included prescription drugs and doctor's procedures. They were in the mix. And when you added those two causes of death, doctors effectively were the number one cause of death in America.
Yeah, they are the number one cause of death in America. That list is not one that's put out by the government or approved by the government. So right now, the doctor-caused deaths are buried in the heart attack statistics, the cancer statistics, the accident statistics. For example, accidents and suicides in the United States have just skyrocketed off the charts. Why? Because when a diabetic takes his medication as prescribed and his blood sugar goes too low and he dies, it's classified as an accident or a suicide. So there's a lot of burying these deaths. If you look at pneumonia, it's another excellent example. It's 50,000 pneumonia deaths every year. But they don't tell you, actually they call it pneumonia or flu, 50,000. But 45,000 of those are hospital-acquired drug-resistant infections. And so that iatrogenic cause of death is buried in the pneumonia statistic and confounded with the flu and used to justify flu shots. Well, obviously no flu shot's going to protect you from a hospital-acquired infection.
So I guess after further analysis, it's pretty clear that exposure to doctors and drugs that they prescribed place the public at a greater risk of fatality than guns. And I guess, therefore, I can recommend that the doctors be banned and ultimately eliminated from America, perhaps providing training and counseling to determine if a person has a doctor on the onset might be a way to prevent exposure to doctors. And ultimately, we can combat these doctor-related fatalities on the front end.
I think it's even simpler than that. I don't think any banning is needed. I think all the government needs to do is make health insurance mandatory, stop medical licensure, so anyone who wants to practice medicine can, and let the patient decide who he wants to be his surgeon or provide insurance to him. And so if the government simply ends licensure, number one, number two, ends all medical subsidies, number three, makes health insurance mandatory, then this whole system will evaporate in a blink. It'll be gone in 2 or 3 days.
Well, I agree with you, except for the insurance. The insurance is the root of most of the problems because it forces people into commerce, and with the 50-some-odd naturopathic doctors murdered over the last year. They're eliminating all the alternative doctors and those that have the natural remedies from the face of the planet.
That's not true. What's happening is these people were licensed, and that was their downfall. So, in other words, when you have license from the government, that license means that you have special permission to do certain things, and you are prohibited from doing other things. And so they were basically in violation of their licensure. And so that's why it's so important to get rid of licensure. It will be safer for the natural people, and it will be much, much safer for the patients. And then patients would pick their doctors based on who has a better record. They wouldn't be deluded by this board certification, whole licensure, and this whole certified killer process. If you look through my past radio shows, there's one that says, "Is your doctor a certified killer?" It talks about the certification process. The more certifications your doctor has, the more dangerous actually he is.
So who would be the responsible party for killing all these naturopathic doctors, the insurance companies or the government?
Well, I don't think there's one natural party. I don't think there's any one particular party. You know, people are complex individuals. They lead different lives. They make different agreements. You know, there's a lot going on. But having said all that, I think if licensure itself were abolished, a lot of these people would not have an issue. But the problem is this. You cannot say, I want the monopolistic protection of the government via licensure, and I don't want to do what the government wants me to do. So any individual who's licensed is a government agent. And so, you know, what do you do with rogue agents?
Well, I think that if we look back historically, before there was forced car insurance, people were more safe drivers because they were on the hook financially if they were responsible. And insurance is all over the world, the places where people live the longest, they have two things that we don't. They don't have Western medicine, and they don't have insurance.
Exactly. I agree. But stopping the insurance, that would be the linchpin that would just make the whole system fall apart. Because right now, people are thinking, I paid my insurance, I want my money's worth. If they didn't pay any insurance, it's like, wait, I want my life's worth. And so people don't understand that in many cases they are actually risking their lives, putting themselves in danger, and cooperating with their own killing by engaging the medical system.
Mm. With the statistics of so many people more apt to die by visiting a doctor, it seemed like they would be safer not visiting the doctor and keeping their money in their pocket.
They would be safer and they would be a lot richer. However, everybody feels lucky. Everyone thinks it won't happen to them. Everyone thinks that they have a different criteria that they're using that's going to lead them to a better outcome. And whenever you're dealing with the standard of care, that's just not the case. And what's really motivated me to do what I'm doing is I've personally been the victim of 3 unnecessary emergency surgeries. And, you know, if someone like me, as skeptical as I am, you know, has had this experience, the point is it's just not you know, the law of averages is not on your side, number one. Number two, the fundamental basis behind modern medicine is itself lethal. For example, the cholesterol treatment targets are lethal. The diabetic treatment targets are lethal. And so if you decide you're going to meet those targets using natural means, you're still going to destroy your health.
Well, they're definitely targeting us. They want to make us weaker, and certainly disarming the public is part of the strategy because you can't take over a country and kill them all off if they've got guns. They're liable to fight back.
Correct.
I have a friend whose wife was in the doctor's office. She's about due in another week, and he didn't believe me when I said they're going to ask her if you have guns. They're going to ask her if you're violent or if you've ever yelled.
Yep.
And exactly. Sure enough, they did it, It shocked her, but she was smart enough not to answer their questions. And, you know, I'm encouraging them, have your baby at home. Don't get a birth certificate. Don't get a Social Security number. Don't make your child the property of the state. It's a corporation posing as government, and all they're going to do is create a Sescovy Trust at your child's birth certificate creation, and therein lies the problem. They'll come after your child anytime they want through CPS, and if they tell you they're going to take your child or take your guns, you'll give up your guns.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But definitely had the kid at home. I had my third one at home. It worked out really, really well. It was great. Awesome.
Do you recommend a website or any information or books on how to do that? Because I'm trying to refer them to stuff.
They're way, way, way too complicated. I mean, having a baby really is very similar to having a bowel movement. I mean, what right. book can I send you to on how to have a bowel movement, right?
Point well taken. I thank you. God bless you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great evening.
Hi, you too. All right. We got Dan in Washington. Hi, Dan.
Hello?
Hello, Dan. How you doing? You had a question?
Good. Yeah, just a comment and then a question that's kind of related to last week's topic about the heart. But
uh-huh.
I know we're not talking about politics. I know
right.
during Clinton's administration, there used to be a regulation where drug companies were not allowed to advertise on TV. And I think mm-hmm. now we're in a situation like where you watch CNN and their advertisers are all drug companies, and then if there's a school shooting, they always seem to fail to mention that they're on these drugs.
Right.
So, you know, I think having a free media or bringing back that regulation is a good step, too, because I don't trust the media at all. I mean, you don't know what to think anymore about anything, you know?
Yeah, I recommend just abandoning that media. That's the best way. Just turn it off. I think if the drug companies want to spend their money on ads, that's fine. More power to them. No problem. But you can just tune off the whole thing and realize that when you run an ad on a TV show, you pretty much get to write the script on the TV show. I remember when I was in medical practice, I got a call from a local radio TV station, the public service station, whatever. And they said, hey, Dr. Daniels, you want to buy an ad? It's going to be, I don't know, $1,000, $5,000, whatever. And I said, well, what show are you going to run this ad next to? Blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I think I want to review that show first to make sure it's not inconsistent with, you know, my views and what might offend my customers. And I heard myself say that. I'm like, oh, my God, do I think that bigger companies spending $100,000 or $200,000 on an ad are not asking for the same thing? And then it just struck me. So basically, everything you see on that TV is written by the advertisers. So there's really not any point in turning it on.
No, I agree. I canceled my cable a while ago, you know, and even like these.
Yeah, they've got it now to where even, you know, there's a lot of stuff online that's, you know, propaganda. But it's easier to sort through. All right. Thank you, Dan. I'm going to go on to Ken. Ken in Fort Worth.
Yes. Good evening. I've been getting mail from the Census Bureau, and this is 16. No address, no name on it, just an address. And I forgot, I missed two or three of them, and they sent me another, and they get bigger, and they you're supposed to respond, and I respond, and I respond a second time. I just wonder if anybody else is getting letters like that from them.
Back when I was...
Are you?
Yeah, back when I was in the United States, I would get letters from the Census Bureau, and I just didn't fill them out. I mean, I was busy.
Are you getting anything from the Census Bureau right now?
No, I don't bother with that stuff.
I did not open them. I sent them back.
You can
and
do
it's probably
you
full of nosy questions.
Well, the thing is, I'm just trying to explain to you what I did. So I ignored them, and they are a lot of nosy questions. And they actually hired one of my neighbors to come to my house to have me fill out the census form. They will persist. What I would do is open it up and just fill it up with nonsense answers and send it in.
10 years ago, the guy did the same thing in 06.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to the house.
You mean you
I don't know if I'm just being targeted, or and I write on the top of it the census in 2020.
Yeah, so
not
I think the thing you do is to you can ignore it, and they will eventually. What happened to me was they eventually sent people to the house, and
right.
So one thing you can do is just fill it up with nonsense answers.
That or put down Fifth Amendment on every line.
Put down what?
You know, Fifth Amendment. You can use that, you know.
Oh, Fifth Amendment. Yeah, again, but that attracts attention.
Well, attract attention.
I mean, you still send someone
out. If I don't attract attention, something's wrong. I ain't living right anymore.
Well, I suggest you attract attention then. That's a definite reasonable thing to do. Not everyone's
all willing. I do is laugh. But anyway, I just wonder if anybody else is getting anything from the Census Bureau.
I don't know. But
I'm getting it. I just wonder if anybody else is getting them.
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone is. Just check with your neighbors.
No, I don't know. That's why, you know, I asked my friends. They're not getting anything.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Just curious.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, nice
talking.
Ken.
Bless you.
No, please don't go.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
With Dr. Daniels. All right, we have Wes in Idaho. Hi, Wes.
Hello, Dr. Daniels. I consider all forms of insurance as limited liability. That's the way they're regarded in law. And I think everyone should be responsible 100% for themselves. It's also communism, also a form of gambling. 10 guys get around and say, one of them says, I'm afraid of getting into a car accident, not being able to afford the bills. So let's have everybody here throw in $1,000, and when somebody gets hurt, then grab this pot and take it home. So that's a temptation. Also, I wanted to say, I was talking about natural predators for mosquitoes and pretty much natural repellent for mosquitoes. I find this peppermint oil. In fact, all the mint oils are very good. I have a little bit of standing water around here with my water filter, and occasionally mosquitoes come out, and I just put one drop of the peppermint oil, and they go away.
All right. Awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, peppermint oil, or there's some others. Look into it. You know, you might have a preference for some other kind of oil, but I've been using the peppermint, and it works quite well. I mean, I put it on, and they avoid me.
They cease and desist. All right. Okay, Wes. Thank you very much. All right. We have Frank in North Carolina. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, Dr. Daniels, a few quick things. I know we're running out of time. Whenever I get something from the Census Bureau, and it's been some time, actually, it's been quite a few years, first thing I do when I open it up, I look, does it ask me anywhere in there, am I a citizen of the United States? If it doesn't, then I just throw it in the trash. And I've had those guys watch me kind of do a little bit of, you know, amateur surveillance on me. They talk to my neighbors, but they've never gotten anybody else involved. I just give them a look, a knowing look, like, yeah, I know who you are, I know who you work for, and they just leave me alone. So that was in reference to that other caller. This is kind of a personal question. When I say Hillary Clinton, what's the first image or word that pops into your mind? Because I have a meme or something that I'd like to get started.
Oh, I don't have any. I got no dog in that fight. I'm living
okay.
In Panama.
Well,
I'm totally, you know, just relaxed.
I mean, I understand people having problems with Trump. I have problems with Trump, too.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the way I handle politics in the United States is I remove myself from it. When I was younger, there's always as well, you know, vote Democrat, vote Republican, this person, that person, whatever. And I found that whoever got in, it just didn't seem to really work out to my advantage.
That's true. I'm saying
voting is not something that's been beneficial historically.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, I would just like to put out a suggestion out there. Greedy Hillary. Greedy Hillary, because she puts herself out there as she's for the downtrodden. She's for the poor people. She's for the minorities. She's for the children. She doesn't care about any of them. Greedy Hillary. Everybody from
all right, we're all done. We're out of time. As always, think happens. See you guys next week. And definitely visit vitalitycapsules.com. Okay, bye-bye.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then. And then once again.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.